Okay. Well, Jocelyn Coleman, the head coach of the girls' softball team, joins us this morning on the Raider Wrap. And again, coming up a little bit later, we'll be talking to Pete Mergen as well from the trap team. And Jeff Johnson, I think, will join us for a little bit here from the Market Fair as well. Again, we talked about early getting the season underway. It was all in the gym. And then you got a couple days, and then, you get outside. This week, we just talked about the forecast. I don't even know. I mean, the field is probably open now, right? But, I mean, it's going to rain. It's going to snow. You know, I might even stick around for a couple of days. Were you scheduled to play on, like, Monday or Tuesday?
Yeah, we actually have 5 home games this week. this is probably our busiest week of the year. Our field is actually really, really dry. And so a little bit of precipitation isn't the worst thing. The problem is the temperatures. If we're in the low 40s, the girls, that's tough to play in. But if we can play it, we're going to play it because we can't reschedule 5 games.
Is there a restriction with temperature? I know for track and field and tennis, if it gets to a certain level or a certain temp, they have to push it.
I'm not sure if there's a restriction. Sometimes it brings on a conversation with, the AD. And generally, if it's 40, we like to go.
Right. 40 and some sunshine isn't too bad. But for Monday, looks like sunny skies, a high of 47. It's going to be breezy, so you're going to have 20 to 30 mile an hour gusts. Now, that's a whole new problem for everything. I mean, I don't know. I guess it all depends in which direction it's coming from and how the softball field is set up and where you're at and whatever. But what kind of a schedule do you have this week? You got 5 games, so.
Yeah, so we play Casson Manorville on Monday here, and then we play Albert Lee on Tuesday, Faribault on Thursday, and then we have our doubleheader against Mound West Tonka, which is our strikeout cancer event. So we're really trying not to push that one for sure.
So Thursday we've got rain likely. Possible thunderstorm, sunny skies, 57 though. Again, it's going to be having 20 to 30 mile an hour winds on Thursday. Now, granted, this is the National Weather Forecast. It changes as quickly as you can snap your fingers. So with that said, that's, it's possible for, Monday, sunny, like I said, 47, 30 mile an hour winds though. And then Tuesday you got sunshine again, 54. That looks like it's going to be the best, probably the best day of the week. But again, Thursday with that. And then let's talk a little bit more about that cancer event. I think you guys have been doing this for several years now. You go around, try to raise some money for cancer awareness and different things like that. Share a little bit about what that event is and how do people can participate in that.
Yeah. So we're really, it's the Randy Shaver Strikeout Cancer Fund. And so we actually are lucky enough to have him come down. And the plan is for him to actually throw out the first pitch.
Oh, nice.
We have some awesome parent volunteers on in our program. And they're kind of taking the wheel and putting this all together. And some of it comes as a surprise to a lot of us because they just they take a huge thing off of my plate and they go with it. And so we're really looking forward to having a ton of people there. It's just a great event. And if the sun is out, if we're playing, last year we had a great turnout and people said it was one of their favorite events of the year. So
it's a doubleheader, right?
It is a doubleheader.
Who are you playing?
Mound West Tonka.
Oh, okay. They're probably pretty good.
They're a solid team. So we're looking to still steal 2 away from them, but
that'd be nice.
Yeah.
So what time does that all begin?
So actually, we have the ninth grade team is going to play at 9 a.m. And they're just going to play 1 game. And then we're going to go varsity and JV will play a doubleheader from there. And that'll start at 11 o'clock. And then the second game will start at 1.
So if you're there at 9 o'clock to watch the young group, is there anything going on? Are they going to have donations set up?
Yeah, there'll be some type of activity or donation thing set up. And again, I'm kind of a little bit hands off on this because they're just so awesome and they just take it and run with it.
Right, you got an actual committee that's kind of doing.
Yeah, we have a strikeout cancer committee.
Do you know when Randy Shaver is expected to hit the mound?
He will throw out the first pitch at 11 for the varsity.
For the varsity.
Yep.
Very good. That's awesome. Yeah, he's very active. I know that he goes all over the state and promotes. He is a cancer survivor, And so that's good that he's able to. That's nice that they're able to get him down here. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was huge last year. He wasn't able to make it, but we raised $11,000 last year. And so I'm not sure where we're standing right now, but obviously our goal is to push that. And so we'll kind of see on Saturday.
So other than Saturday, do you know of, is there a contact information? Is there anything that people can do between now and then? Is there a website to go look at something? Is there, you got any information? Is there a committee member we can reach out to, or how do you think?
Yeah, so Connie Menson has kind of taken over, and she's kind of organized a lot of it. I asked her early in the year, and she's like, absolutely. So I really appreciate her doing all that. And there's a ton of others that are helping with it. But you can always reach out to me at the school, and I can, you know, pass on that information to Connie Menson. And if you know Connie, you can just reach out to her as well.
Well, awesome. That's good to keep that tradition going as well. Second year head coach, how do you feel? I mean, last year, you guys, like you said, you just barely missed in the tournament there to move on. And how is last year compared to this year? How's your feet feel?
You know, actually, I feel pretty good. Last year was, you know, the first few weeks, it was about getting to know the girls because I've never seen them hit. I've never seen them pitch. I've never seen them play. And so last year was kind of a, you know, well, I'll throw you out here and see how you do, and I'll learn along with you. And this year we actually have 8 returning seniors.
Oh, nice.
And so for most of them, this is their second year of varsity playing time. And so although we're an older team, we don't have a ton of experience on varsity. And so we're just continuing to build on what we did last year. And again, we lost to Farmington 5-4. If we would have won that game, we could have faced Lakeville South in the championship to go to state. So, you know, our goals stay the same. You know, we want to be state entrants this year. We want to qualify for that state tournament. It's a tough section. Lakeville South, Farmington, Lakeville North, all of those teams have preliminary ranking, are in the preliminary rankings. So,
well, you got an uphill battle.
We do.
We just got to get outside.
Yeah.
let Mother Nature help us out a little bit here. All right, Justin Golden, the head coach of the girls' softball team, joins us this morning on the Raider Wrap. Thanks for coming in, Coach. Good luck into the future. Hopefully you get through this crazy week because it's going to be up and down, looks like, with the weather forecast. So, and then, I don't know how they're going to, if they could even reschedule. Would they be postponed then, or like just totally gone off the schedule? Because, I mean, they've already pushed stuff back. I mean, yeah, they're running out of days.
There's a possibility that some of our home games could be pushed to the dome. It's not always, you know, our favorite thing to do is play in the dome. It's just a lot different. And so if worse comes to worse, we can play in the dome. And if not, then we do have, you know, we can push it down. It just becomes, instead of 2 or 3 games that week, we maybe have 3 or 4, kind of like we do this week. We have 5 games this week. So
we'll keep them active anyhow. But, well, you're 2-2 in the season, so you're at .500. We're right there. Now it's all uphill from here.
Yeah, we're going to go on a run. We're ready. The girls are ready. They're working hard.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, again, thanks for joining us this morning. Good luck. Good luck to the Randy Shaver Cancer Foundation. Saturday, 11 o'clock, Randy Shaver's throwing out the first pitch here in Northfield for the cancer fundraiser. Come on out and take advantage of it. Like he says, get a hold of Jocelyn at the school or Connie Munson. What was it? Was it Munson?
Menson.
Menson. Sorry, Connie Menson. If you want more information about how you can help in the help of raise of the Cancer Foundation. So, again, thanks for joining us this morning. Good luck to you, head coach of the Northfield Raiders girls softball team. We've got more coming up. We've got Pete Mergen coming up with the trap team. Maybe some check-ins with Jeff Johnson over at Market Fair out at the Dome and the event out there. And plenty more coming for you right here on the Raider Wrap.
The Chamber of Commerce is thrilled to tell you about the Community Market Fair. It's more than a home and garden show. On Saturday, April 15th from 9 till 3 at the Dundas Dome, see a variety of home builders, remodelers, and landscapers, and look for all the new vendors this year. Catch a More Golf shuttle from Slumberland Parking Lot. Check out the list of over 100 vendors at northfieldchamber.com. This year's Community Market Fair is brought to you by Century 21 Atwood Professional Pride Group. It's Saturday, April 15th, starting at 9 a.m. at the Dundas Dome.
Community banking at its best. Whether you are looking to improve your financial future, planning to buy a new home, or considering a mortgage, Heritage Bank in Northfield can help. Our ability to make decisions locally provides you the highest level of service at competitive rates. Your finances and home are important to you, and having a staff that you can trust makes all the difference. We make banking easy with real estate specialists and loan officers ready to help you. Stop by Heritage Bank on Highway 3 or contact us at heritagebankmn.com and see how the professionals at Heritage Bank can help you build your future.
Fall is a great time to get that landscaping project, home remodel, or repair done, and with interest rates still low, you can do it all with a home loan from Hometown Credit Union. Hometown Credit Union offers a variety of home loan options for refinancing, renovating, new construction, and purchasing your first home or forever home. Whatever your home loan needs are, Hometown Credit Union can make them happen with rates and terms to fit. Learn more and apply online.
Hello.
We're going to roll it here in just a second, okay, Pete?
Oh, sounds good, Jimmy.
All right. And good morning. Welcome back to the Raider Wrap right here on KYMN 95.1 The One, 19 after 10 on this what appears to be a bit of a gloomy Saturday morning. Today, rain and thunderstorms possible, 70% chance of rain fall, maybe a tenth to a quarter of an inch possible throughout the day. It's going to be on again, off again, on again, off again. And then for tonight, it looks like there's a slight chance of some snow, 100% precipitation, they say. That's they, not me. Accumulation of around an inch of snow possible for tonight, cooling off to around 33. Winds whipping up at 30 miles an hour out of the north-northwest. For tomorrow, snow is likely. A possibility of 3 to 5 inches of snow is possible for Sunday afternoon. 20 to 25 mile an hour winds gusting as high as 35 miles an hour. And we just had 82 degrees yesterday. Is that unbelievable or what? For Sunday night, looks like a 30% chance of snow. And again, high gusts, 40 miles an hour for Sunday night, cooling off to around 29. Finally, some sunshine and a high of 47 on Monday, but those winds just flying all over from the north-northwest again at 20 to 30 miles an hour. Monday night, clear skies, cooling off to 26. Northwest winds die down a little bit to 5 to 15. And then for Tuesday, sunny, a high of 54. Finally, the winds still are the north-northeast, but only at 5 to 10 miles an hour. We're under cloudy skies right now and 49 in the Northfield area. And we are going to talk with Pete Mergen, head coach of the Northfield Trap team. Good morning, Pete. How are you?
Good morning, Jimmy. I'm good. Hey, I don't know about that forecast. Can that be true?
Well, it's in black and white. It must be true. Isn't that how that phrase goes?
Well, that's no surprise because we're competing both today and tomorrow. So that makes complete sense.
Well, you guys are finally getting outside for an opportunity to participate, and we're going to have rain and snow and sleet and everything else. So what time do you guys participate today?
What's that?
What time do you guys start today?
Today we start at 2 o'clock, and today we're actually shooting our reserve week, and tomorrow is our first competition day. So we start at 2 o'clock at the Morristown Gun Club both days, and we're quite excited.
You might want to stop into the the butcher shop over there. Get you some of those skinless brats, by the way. Just a little FYI. Ooh. They're really good.
That sounds pretty good.
Needless to say, when you say your first round this morning is what would you call that?
There are reserve scores. So yeah. We have 10 rounds of competition rounds, so 5 weeks of competition. And then we shoot some reserve scores in the event of some inclement weather. Unfortunately, today and tomorrow's weather does not fall in the category of inclement weather. Only lightning keeps us off the field.
Oh, so wow, really?
We have shot in the rain and snow many times. But wow. In the event that we have a day that's just a complete washout, we can use our reserve scores for that week. So they're very important scores.
So is this your first match of the season?
It is.
Okay, so you are you guys are kind of just hanging by the wayside waiting for the snow to melt, huh?
Yep. Yeah, we've been out practicing for several weeks now, and the season officially kicks off here this last week. We weren't able to shoot last weekend because of Easter Sunday. So actually the league started a week ago, but you have a whole week to get your competition scores in.
So you were able to practice. Is it all shoveled out? Is that kind of the deal? It gets all shoveled out and you guys can still do the shooting from the patios or the platforms and things like that?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, so today it's a reserve, so they are talking. There is a chance of thunderstorms. So it's thunder, but yeah. I mean, with thunder usually comes lightning. So somebody's probably going to be checking it out, or you got somebody, yep. somebody standing on top of a hill watching lightning.
Yeah,
or?
Unfortunately, Jimmy, it's usually me.
Well, don't take any metal up there with you. So how many people this year are participating on this team?
So I'm proud to say we have 93 kids this year.
Unreal.
Yep. Our best year ever, we had 107 pre-COVID, and then after COVID, of course, our numbers declined a bit, but we've been back on the incline ever since, and very excited about the team that we have this year. We have some extremely talented kids. We've been we kind of switched over our methodology about how we're training our kids about 3 years ago, and it's really proven to pay off in some dividends here. We have an amazing group of kids that are shooting incredibly well, and so we're hoping to be extremely competitive in our conference this year and hopefully at the state level.
How many cities have trap teams in the state of Minnesota now? Do you have any idea?
Yep, I do. There's 300 and I want to say it's 328 or 330 high schools that are participating in the league this year, with over 32,000 kids here. So it's a big deal.
What's the attraction? This is unbelievable. It's one of the fastest growing sports out there, and I mean 90 participants, 90 plus. I mean, wow. Yep. What's the attraction? Why are kids coming out for this?
Well, I a couple things. You know, we take kids from 6th grade to 12th grade, and they all compete on the same team, boys and girls. You don't have to be a fantastic athlete. We have lots of very strong athletic kids, but we also have kids that are not so athletic. It's not about your physical ability as much as it is your mental acuity to be able to go out and consistently break targets. You know, 90% of it is the mechanics and the other 10% is mental. So in order to shoot at the higher end, you have to be very disciplined. And it's an amazing thing to watch these boys and girls on a regular basis come into our group as a 6th or 7th grader and watch them blossom into the folks that they become. It's truly amazing. The confidence level and the things that it's instilling in these kids is just, it's truly an honor for me to coach these kids.
Is there a boys and girls competition, or is it just one and all?
It's one and all, but they do at the state level recognize the top boys and top girls, but it's It is everybody shoots on the same teams. There's no specific shooting for boys or shooting for girls. So because it's a team sport and an individual sport, it's as an individual where we recognize both boys and girls.
So you got 90-plus participants on a Saturday or a Sunday afternoon, and
yep.
and that's just your team. You're not, that's not even somebody else just, coming in. So
that's just our team. We're one of the top 10 largest teams in the state, and that's how we get conference. So we're not conferenced in the Big Nine like some of our traditional sports. We're conferenced by the size of our team, which is pretty neat. So we are conferenced with teams all over the state based on the size of their trap team.
I was going to say, Lakeville North's got a pretty good-sized track team, don't they, or a trap team?
Yeah, it's reasonably sized. I think they have maybe 50 kids on their team.
So you're not even classed with them?
No, nope.
Wow.
We are not.
You're upperclassmen there. So
it's a pretty neat deal.
What kind of schools then that have all these 90-plus? Who are you going to be competing against that are in that class?
Of course you would ask that question.
Well, you knew everything else. I figured you'd know that one.
I think the closest to us is New Prague.
Okay.
New Prague has a good-sized team, but the other teams are very much outstate. So it might surprise you that even a small high school up in northern Minnesota might have a giant trap team. You know what I mean? So it's
right.
not just the size of the school or the size of the city. And that's kind of the neat thing about it, Jimmy, is the fact that they all get to compete together. So when we go to the state championship in Alexandria in June, 9 days it takes to have all those kids across the state compete at the state championship. So it's the largest shooting event in the country.
Wow.
It takes place in Alexandria, Minnesota.
And you said that was in June, right?
Yep, it's actually after graduation. So our sport actually goes well into the summer, including the national championships, which are in July.
So how does a person advance? They just
it's based on your average. So again, at the state championship, that's how they determine the top 40 teams in the state that get to go to the state tournament. Comes from the state championship. So all the schools, everyone's invited to shoot up in Alexandria, but out of that comes the top 40 teams, and then they compete a couple days later in Prior Lake. And your scores during the season dictate as an individual, if you're in the top 100, think about that, the top 100 in the state, so out of 32,000 kids. We take the top 100 average for boys and the top 25 average for girls. And they get to compete also in Prior Lake as individuals. So it's a pretty high honor. And it's an important thing to note that last year there was no designation for girls. It was just boy or girl. But now this year they opened it up so girls can have their own individual. But last year, the winner, which typically happens, was a girl. So it is not, boys are better or girls are better. It's,
right.
It is very equal, and that's the neat thing about this sport is big, small, short, tall,
right.
whatever, boy, girl, it doesn't matter. Everybody has an equal opportunity to go out and post a high average.
Pete Mergens, head coach of the Northfield Trap, not track, Trap team. Yes, I popped my P on purpose. And he joins us this morning. So, I mean, you got 93 on staff right now, and maybe can a person still join? Because the reason I ask is, it's been so yucky out and snow and everything else, and maybe a person was sitting by the wayside. They weren't sure if they wanted to go out for track or they didn't want to go for track or they wanted to maybe do something, and now they're hearing this, and they're like going, wow, I didn't even realize that was going on. Are they still able to participate, or is that passed?
That ship has sailed. So we open our registration on February 1st. And so it's open for a whole month, and we do our best to get the word out. And believe me, the word usually spreads pretty fast amongst these kids who love the sport. And it is a hard deadline date that the league puts in place. So it is this is a Minnesota State High School League-sponsored sport, but it's in conjunction with the USA Clay Target League, USA High School Clay Target League, I should say. So that's how they, you know, include all the other states as well.
Right. There's always deadlines in life, isn't there?
There are always deadlines. And you know what? Every year there are a few people who call at the last minute and we're able to get them under the wire. But there's also some that don't make it and they
right.
have to wait until next year to be able to compete.
So you were talking basically it's an average. It's a handicap, just like it is in bowling or it is in golf, you know, throughout the year. Whatever your average ends up, that's how you get into these tournaments and stuff like that. So let's talk about just what a Sunday afternoon. What does this look like? How do you get 90 people through? How many scores do you take? How do you determine a winner? Go through a Sunday afternoon competition.
Yeah, great question. So you know, we always compete at our home range and then post our scores against the other teams in our conference. So what we actually have down at the Morristown Gun Club, which is our home turf, so to speak, we have four trap houses. And so each house can accommodate five students. So we have what we call a squad of five. So we can shoot two rounds in about a half an hour for each squad. So we start every hour on the hour, and at the bottom of the hour, a new squad takes over. And so believe it or not, we have a very efficient system. We move all 93 kids through. They each shoot 50 targets. Each round is 25, so they shoot two rounds of 25, the total 50. And so it's at the end of those 10 rounds that their averages are determined. So if after 10 rounds they average a 0 to a 14.99, they're considered a novice, and that's where they'll compete against other novices across the state at the championship. Or if they average a 15 to an 18.99, that's considered junior varsity. And then, of course, 19 to a 25 average is considered varsity. And you can letter, of course, if you manage to do that after 10 rounds. That's one of the milestones to be able to letter. Also, if you shoot a 25 in competition at one of the championships, actually a 23 or better, you can also letter based off of that. But, you know, just to give you an example of that top 100 boys, or the top 25 girls, the low mark to make it into that top group is probably a 23.6 or 23.7 average.
I was going to ask you if anybody has a 25 average, but no.
There's to date, we've never seen a 25 average, but we saw the young lady last year, and I think she might have been from New Prague, actually. Don't quote me on that, but she missed one target out of 1,000.
Wow.
So
that's pretty good.
It's pretty amazing. These kids are phenomenal and incredible to watch. It is truly you know, everything today in our society with guns, and it's such a taboo thing, but I have to tell you, from my own personal experience, these kids go through gun safety at 12 years old in sixth grade, and they receive such a respect for firearms and what the danger of them and the importance of knowing how to handle them, and all these things are very, very important in the development of these kids. And oftentimes we see, you know, some of these horrible stories and things that are happening. These are people that never were exposed to firearms at a younger age, and their thoughts or their how they put together the use of them is based on video games or television or other things. And so to me, we're doing our society a much, much needed help by actually teaching these kids the importance at a very young age when their minds are developing at the right point. So well, it's been an amazing opportunity.
And how long have you been coaching them there, Pete?
This is my fourth season.
So as a coach. What do you do? Aim a little farther left. How about a little higher? Go to the right.
we have a specific methodology. It's something that we've been this methodology we've been doing for about three seasons now, and it's based off of an Olympic silver medalist from the 80s. Forgive me because I can't think of his name off the top of my head, but it's a methodology that provides a lot of opportunity for success for these kids. And so we teach very specific hold point, focal points, and break points where we want them to systematically break the targets. And it takes a lot of discipline to be able to teach that. We have 20 trained coaches, so we actually train all of our coaches. So we have three coaches on each station helping the kids, and I oversee all of that. So we're all you have to be at the state level, you have to be NRA trained shotgun instructor. And so I am that, and a few of my select coaches are, and then we train the rest of our coaching staff.
Well, this afternoon, you guys are going to be out there shooting. Looks like after 3 o'clock today, a chance of thunderstorms are likely. It says after 3. That hasn't changed any. So I guess we'll figure out how that all takes place here this afternoon. But it's 2 o'clock in Morristown out there that they'll be participating in that. And then again tomorrow, snow, gusts of 35 miles an hour, 3 to 5 inches of snow, 90% precipitation. That's going to be a blast out there tomorrow, isn't it?
You think it's hard to break those targets, you got to try it when it's snowing.
No kidding. Where is it? There. All righty, Coach, we got to run. I know you got stuff going on. You're out there at the market fair, I believe. Aren't you out there at the Dome?
Yeah, we're out here at the community market fair. It's a great day to be inside.
What's
out here?
Is it busy out there? We got some people out there, or what's going on?
Yeah, we got a pretty steady flow of traffic coming and going, and I encourage people to come on out. It's a great day for it. A lot of amazing vendors here.
Yeah, so it's today from 9 until 3 out at the Dundas Dome, and stop by and say hi to Pete. Where are you located at there, Pete? You're out there somewhere.
We are the main sponsor here, Century 20 Wood Atwood and the Professional Pride Group. We're right front and center, and hey, we're giving away a 7-day vacation, so you might want to swing by our booth.
Uh-oh. You might be seeing me here in about 25 minutes there, Pete. I could use a vacation starting tomorrow, I think.
Well, you might be the lucky winner.
We never know. All right, Pete, thanks for joining us. Good luck for the season and this weekend, obviously. And let's chat again down the road, and let's kind of see where our program's at.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All righty. Pete Mergen, head coach. Welcome back to the Raider Wrap. 17 in front of 11 for you. 49, that's our high for today, and that's where we're at currently with overcast skies today. Today is going to be an on-again, off-again day all day. It's going to be in and out. Northwest winds 10 to 15, gusts 20 to 25. 70% chance of precipitation, mostly rainfall this afternoon, but a possibility of some light snow for tonight. And it looks like we could see 30-mile-an-hour winds, snow and light snow and rain throughout the night tonight. Tomorrow, it looks like it's just going to be snow, heavy at times, thunderstorms likely at the same time. So it'll be a mixed bag for tomorrow with a high of only 36, but the north-northwest winds, 35-mile-an-hour gusts, and snow accumulation possible, 3 to 5 inches tomorrow afternoon. Then for tomorrow night, again, 30% chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a low of around 29, but those gusts picking up out of the north-northwest at 40 miles an hour. Monday, some sunshine finally peeks its head back through, but a high of only 47, so that's below the average for this time of the year. And then for Monday, it's going to be Monday night, it'll be nice and clear. Things are going to calm down a little bit. It's going to cool off. So if you've got any of your grass seed or any of your flowers in there, it's going to drop down to around 26 on Monday. For Tuesday, sunshine, a high of 54. And then for Tuesday night, a 40% chance again of maybe some rain, some heavier winds from the southeast at 15 to 25 miles an hour, cooling off to 39. Rain likely on Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a high of 57. And east-southeast winds again at 20 with gusts of 30 miles an hour. So the next several days, it's just going to be blustery. It's going to be a wild, wild week as weather transpires throughout the rest of the week. So there you have it. But you know what? It's not negative 30 and it's not 90 degrees. It's kind of in between there. It's still April showers. Got to bring a little Mayflower. You know what I'm saying? Got to be hopeful somehow. I'm going to check in. We're going to go turn it over to Meet the Raider, and I'm going to have turn it over to Evan Lowe here this morning on this week's Meet the Raider. Well, Big Al, don't put that shovel away just yet. Oh, no. We got some rain and some thunderstorms likely this afternoon. A slight chance of rain. A 70% chance with about a tenth to a quarter of an inch of precipitation this afternoon. Tonight, rain is mostly likely. Gust winds out of the north-northwest at 30 miles an hour, cooling off to 33. And tomorrow, it's old man winter back in the forecast. The snow could be heavy at times. Winds out of the north-northwest, 20, 25 miles an hour. Gusts as high as 35. 90% chance, they said, of snow with an accumulation of 3 to 5 inches possible tomorrow. Tomorrow night, a 30% chance of some snow, cooling off to around 29 with those northwest winds, 20 to 25 miles an hour, with gusts as high as 40 miles an hour for Sunday evening. Mostly sunny skies with a high of 47 on Monday, and clear skies with a cooling off around 26 on Monday night. We're at 49 with overcast skies. Don't forget to check out Market Fair going on until 3 o'clock this afternoon at the Dundas Dome. That's from 9 o'clock this morning until 3 o'clock this afternoon. A lot of different vendors are out there, and they're probably giving us some stuff away. We talked to Pete Mergens, the head coach of the trap team, earlier. And we did talk about how Century 21 might be giving away a free vacation trip out there as well. So I'm going to probably head out there myself and take a couple chances. I'm sure there's some other fun stuff out there, and some food and entertainment and some other prizes to win out there as well. So that's going on until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Get on out to the Dundas Dome before the snow hits the fan. Special thank you to Justin Coleman, head coach of the girls softball team, joining me this morning and talking about the girls' 2-2 start. And, of course, we heard from Pete Mergens from the trap team, and what an exciting year for them. They're going to try to compete this afternoon, so we're going to have to check in with Pete a little bit later and just see how that all transpired here this afternoon. Trap shooting in snow is one thing, but trap shooting in snow with 30-mile-an-hour winds, that might be just a little bit different. Thanks for tuning in this morning on the Raider Wrap. Don't forget to join us every Saturday morning between 10 and 11 right here on the Raider Wrap. Jimmy LaRue bidding you an adieu for another Saturday morning. Take care, everyone. Enjoy. Enjoy. Oh, please, enjoy the weather.